As any, then, I believe that's Irene.
I don't Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the phone call with the mysterious person in Kansas City ended in a very abrupt and foreboding manner the other night. Just as the mystery man was about to reveal the significance of the coat of arms found in the baby's locket, Lum heard a gunshot, and the phone conversation was never finished. So the old fellows know little more than they did before about their foundling baby. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner and the baby in the jotting down stolen library.
There he is, Lum. Got the baby sitting there in your rocking chair. Now what?
Now give me that fern book we got in the library.
Huh?
That book of fern language. One grandpa's all I'm reading out of.
Oh, yeah, that. You wait right here now, little Charlie. I'll be right back for you.
And don't call the baby Charlie. How would that sound? King Charlie.
Well, we could use his full name, King Charlie Abner. That sounds good.
That's even worse. Hurry up and get the book.
Is this it here? The one with the red cover on it?
Yeah, I believe that's the one. Bring it on over here.
Yeah, it's the one that Grandpappy Spears always liked to read.
Yeah, let's start our experiments now.
Experiments?
Yeah. We're going to try out different foreign languages on little Lum, or on His Majesty. Then we'll see if he acts like he's familiar with any of them. That way we can tell what country he's from.
Oh, I see. Well, good for you. Well, you sure this will work now, Lum?
Yeah, I don't know, but we'll have to try it, because he's the only person we got left to find out anything from.
No.
Here, give me the book.
Yeah. What do you mean, though, by that she's the only one left?
Well, we know he ain't got no mama anymore.
No.
Because that's what the fella told us on the phone the other night.
Yeah, that's what he told him, yeah.
And according to him, that woman that left the baby here is a mean sister of the mama. She's just trying to get shut of the baby so she can get the kingdom for herself.
Yeah, I hate and despise that woman.
So, natural, we don't want to ask her no questions or have anything to do with her for that girl.
No, not a thing, you know. I don't want to get mixed up with her. I'll tell you that right now.
And we can't find out nothing more from that fella in Kansas City because he ain't living no more. James, I wish you'd have told me what that insignia stands for before he got himself shot.
Well, now, are you sure that's what happened to him, Lana, he got shot?
Well, you heard me talking to him on the phone the other night.
Yeah, I was right here, so I heard every word you said.
And all of a sudden, I heard a gunshot, and he sort of moaned, and after that, I couldn't get no more conversation out of him.
Well, that sounds like he might have got shot, all right.
You recollect how he kept saying he couldn't talk no louder on account it was too dangerous?
Yeah, I recollect that. That's he kept saying that all the time.
That's what he's talking about. Oh, they got him, just sure as well.
Reckon it was that mean sister that shot him?
Well, no, I reckon it was somebody else that she got to do it for her.
Oh, yeah.
More than likely that bunch of crooks she's mixed up with.
Just about who it was.
And Granny, they ain't taking no chances on nobody spying this firm, I'll say that. They're bound and determined they're going to get the baby's kingdom.
Yeah, bad blame snakes in the weeds. They ought to be ashamed of themselves.
But they're overlooking one thing, and that's me and you. There are two things.
Huh?
We ain't going to let them get away with it, Abner.
No, sir. I know he's good for us. We'll protect him, yes, sir.
Sure, them smart Alex, I think, aren't you?
Yeah, it's
our time. Hey, you know, Abner, me and you are just about the only relays the baby's got.
Relays? Are we related with him?
Well, no, I mean friends.
Oh.
Somebody to look after him, all such as that.
Yeah.
He's an orphan. That's what he is, orphan king.
Told you that's right, ain't it? Little orphan King Charlie. That sounds just like that poem, you know it. Little orphan King Charlie come to our house to stay. So what's
yeah,
the
in this case, we ain't gonna stay, Abner.
Huh?
As soon as we find out where his kingdom's at, we'll get him back to his royalty castle so fast it'll make that sister's head swim.
Well, good for us. That's the thing to do. Yeah, well, come on, Mom. Let's try out them languages and see if we can get this country business settled right now.
Yeah, let me look in the book here and find a good one to try out on.
Don't be waiting that long. Look there. little Charlie's fell asleep. Look at him.
Setting up that mother up, and she ain't that
cute. Yeah, look at him.
Pretty smart of him setting up that way, you know.
Yeah, look at him. Look at him.
Yeah, he's a cute one when he's asleep.
Yes, he is.
Never expect that little mite there the king, would you?
No, look at him. Got his thumb in his mouth. Oh, boy. He must have known you were talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, hello, little fella.
Oh, he's a smart one. Yes, sir, you're a smart one, ain't you? Look at him, Green.
Oh, bless his heart. Well, come on in.
He's developing some dimples. Look there.
Yeah, I told you that. BC is sure to work. Look at that.
When he smiles.
Well, didn't them fine languages fall either way, fella? He's
too lazy talking now. He's trying to say something.
Oh, sure.
I don't know what language it is. I know that.
It sounds like a baby to me. I don't believe it.
You believe I'll try a French out on him first?
French, huh?
Yeah. Now, listen to this good and close, little Charlie. Sit up there now. Genie, parley, posh, con case. Did he look up or anything yet?
No. Just grabbed hold of his toes, all he done.
Well, watch his eyes this time. See if they get brighter or anything.
Yeah. Sure, go ahead.
Here's a good one. Be quiet now. Listen.
Pay attention now. Listen along.
G. Vouch, Stu Haiti, Lee Bon Jower. What'd he do this time?
Grabbed his toes again.
Well, what about his eyes?
Oh, no, he never grabbed them.
I mean, did they light up or anything?
Oh. Dog it up. I got to look at their eyeballs in.
Well, here, you take the book, and I'll watch for reaction. Or to know they couldn't put no defenders on you. Go ahead and give him a couple of lines there.
Well, Lom, I don't know these fine languages.
Well, just read something out of the book there.
Well, is that all you have to do?
Sure. Go ahead.
Oh, I see.
Now, wait a minute. Pay attention, little fella. See if you've ever heard this language before. Go ahead, Ed.
Let me find one here I can say. Doggy, these are the longest words I ever seen in my life in this book.
There. Hard to say.
Let's see here. Yeah. Ely, A, all, morns, so it's anti, hands.
No, I reckon that ain't the right one. His eyes never lit up or nothing.
Never, huh?
Just played with his toes, you know.
Huh.
Try some other language besides French now.
Was that French I just said?
Of course.
Doggies, I never knowed I could talk French before. Well, good for me. You know, that's a heap easier than I ever figured it'd be. You know what, Lom? I believe I'll call up Elizabeth right now and tell her not to talk that French language.
No, don't call her right
there. What did I say there, Lom?
I don't know. Look in the book there. Translations right there.
The what?
Tells what you said right there out from it there. Which line did you read?
Let's see now. This much here, I believe it was. I forget myself right there. That's it right there.
Oh, she said she is at least 60.
Did I say that?
According to the book.
Who was I talking about?
I don't know.
I must have had somebody in mind, Lom. I just wouldn't sit around and say she's 60 and not know who I'm talking about. Let's see now, what woman do I know that's 60? I think Grandma Masters, I know her. She's way over 60. And so is Aunt Charity Beard.
For goodness sakes.
Well, just give me a little teeny hint, Lom.
A little hint?
Yeah, I know. I can get this now. If you just give me one little teeny weeny hint. What is the first letter of her name? What does it begin with?
That don't beat the bug spot. Give me that book back.
Huh?
I'll do the experimenting by myself.
Oh, now, wait a minute now, Lom. Wait a minute. Now, come on. Just give me the first letter. I'm good at things.
I ain't gonna do it, Abner. You get an idea like that in your head and you couldn't jar it out with a stick of dynamite.
Now, Lom, I can get the right answer to this. You ought to see me over at the place last night working puzzles. I was good at it. Little Pearl said I was better than everyone in her class at school. That's
well, you play with her then, because I ain't got time for no games.
Well, just give me the first letter. That's all I want.
Let me see.
C. Is that the letter? C. C. Oh, I know. Miss Seastrom. Is that it, Lom? Miss Seastrom?
Don't bother me, Abner. Can't you see I'm trying to concentrate on these languages?
Seastrom, that's all.
We're going to try Spanish on this time.
My dog is, I never knowed Miss Seastrom was 60. She sure don't look it, you know. How did you know that, Lom? Is this her birthday or something?
Hey, shut up, Abner. All right, little Lom. Now, listen close to this.
Wonder if she's having a big birthday party again this year.
Abner, I told you to hatch up.
Oh.
You ready, little nun? Your Majesty?
Mm-hmm.
Ligüesta the El Carnero Asado.
Huh.
That's Spanish.
Oh, you talking Spanish?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Let's see, I'll have to read it here.
Huh.
According to this, I said, do you like roast mutton?
Do I like roast mutton? Oh, my, yes, I do. That's my favorite dish, yes, sir. Is that what she's having tonight, roast mutton, Lum?
Who's having?
Why, you know, Miss Seastrong. Dog, I'm glad you found out about this, Mom, you know.
For goodness sake, Emma, this roast mutton thing is just something I'm trying out on the baby.
On the baby? Oh, no, now, wait a minute, Lum. I don't believe he ought to be eating anything like that. That's a mistake. We oughtn't to let him have none. No, sir, Lum.
I never said he's going to eat any roast mutton.
You never?
Oh, of course not.
Oh, she's going to fix him something else, these, huh?
Who are you talking about now?
Hi, Dogus. I better call up Elizabeth right now, Lon.
Elizabeth?
Yeah, I better get her before it's too late. Yeah, she'll be mad if she can do that.
Now, wait a minute. Now, don't waste our telephone. Just to tell her you can call Frank.
Well, I've got more to tell her now. I've got to tell her we're going to... hello? Is that you, Elizabeth? Yeah, this is your man, Abner. Yeah. Say, Elizabeth, have you started supper yet? Well, stop it then right now. I don't care, throw it away, because we ain't eating at home tonight. No, Miss Seastrunk's invited the baby and all of us over there for roast mutton. Yeah, she's having a big party. It's her birthday. She's 60 years old. Yeah, Lum said she was. Yeah, wonderful.